USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris has tested positive for COVID-19. The White House says that Harris, who is fully vaccinated and double boosted, was experiencing no symptoms. The vice president has not been in close contact to the president or first lady due to both of their travel schedules. She will follow CDC guidelines and the advice of her physician. The Secretary of State says Ukraine was and will continue to be a free and independent country.
It's impossible not to be moved by what the Ukrainians have achieved. It's also impossible not to believe that they will keep succeeding because they know why they fight.
During a Senate hearing, Anthony Blinken citing the incredible courage and determination of the Ukrainian people. Blinken was in Ukraine over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The wildfire season is beginning earlier than usual. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Two wildfires in New Mexico combined and have burned 54,000 plus acres of land since they first merged. The fires, separately known as Calf Canyon Fire and Hermit's Peak Fire, merged 1 week ago. High winds and dry grassland are what's making this fire difficult. More than 400 firefighters and personnel are battling the wildfire.
President Biden is using his clemency powers for the first time. On Tuesday, Biden granting pardons to three nonviolent offenders and commuting the sentence of 75 people convicted of nonviolent drug offenses. It's part of the rollout of a new Second Chance initiative designed to help former inmates successfully re-enter the workforce. In making the announcement, Biden saying America is the nation of laws and second chances, redemption, and rehabilitation. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Researchers at the University of Washington have developed a new COVID-19 vaccine. It doesn't use mRNA technology like the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. It's made with tiny protein particles studded with pieces of COVID-19. The nanoparticles were designed by protein engineers at UW Medicine. The vaccine has gone through a phase 3 trial and has been approved by regulators. Executions set to happen in the Lone Star State are being placed on hold.
The Criminal Appeals Court in Texas has stayed the execution of Melissa Lucio. The decision comes amid growing doubts over whether she fatally beat her 2-year-old daughter Mariah to death in 2007. The stay is so a lower court could review her claims that new evidence would exonerate her. Lucio was set to die by lethal injection Wednesday. Prosecutors say the girl was a victim of abuse, but Lucio's lawyers say Mariah died from injuries sustained in a fall down a deep staircase. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
New body camera footage shows the tense moments following the deadly shooting on the Rust movie set in New Mexico. The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office on Monday released video from its investigation of the accidental shooting that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins in October. Video shows actor Alec Baldwin holding the gun before and after the deadly shooting. Baldwin is seen talking to two officers following the shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.